If you aren't already in the Halloween mood, well, we close out the hour with master storyteller Jeff Geer. He stopped by and left us a treat.
Well, because I love Halloween, and because it's my birthday, and because I'm a supporter of Hawaii Public Radio, I thought I'd just come into the studio, because Catherine invited me, and tell you guys a spooky story, okay?
Okay. Be my guest.
Let's see. My friend Lopaka Kapanui does the best ghost tours in Hawaii, and he invited me to come on one. So I did. And he began by saying, so, how many of you believe in ghosts? Some people put up their hands. How many of you don't believe in ghosts? Some people put up their hands. He goes, that's good. So don't call me when you have something follow you home. Let's all go follow me. And I'm like, wait. He's like, what? I say, I've got a story. He goes, oh. I'm in the back of Punch Bowl. I'm finishing up the gig. The summer fun kids are all excited. It's time for lunch.
Why, that was cool, mister.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, that was cool, mister.
Yeah, thanks. Bye, bye. In the back of the group of kids, I see one ehu-headed kid, big eyes, no neck, eyes, clearly he's bugged. He wants to say something. The kids go bye. Bye, 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 bye. I wave to him. You like come tell me something?
When my tutu lady died, I was in my bed, and the door was open. I could look through and see my mama. My mama was in the kitchen, and I saw my tutu lady walk by. I say, tutu! And my mama stopped what she's doing in the kitchen. She come in. She come up to me. She say,
you saw her too? The boy is starting to cry. Tears are rolling down his cheeks. I bend down just to listen a little better.
And that night I was in bed. I was sleeping. And I felt something touch my eyes. And I woke up. And there was my tutu lady. And she said,
Kihoni. Kihoni. I will always love you. Never forget, Keone. I love you.
And then she just went away.
Tears are rolling. I hug the little boy. I say, you know, she just couldn't go to where the dead people go before she made sure she came by to tell you how much she loved you. Right?
Yeah.
And he got up and left me with the story that I just told to you. So to you people who don't believe in ghosts, I've got a question. Do you really think that little boy made that story up?
Happy.
He didn't make that up.
No. I just did Boo at the Zoo. 3 hours for two nights of storytelling to the little two-year-old with their princess outfit, or the little girls with wings, or the teenagers with, you know, push-up bras who are chewing gum, who want to smoke me out, man. It's just a variety pack of humans and moms and dads. And
is this like your favorite time of year?
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. And it begins with the Pride Parade and then that odd variety pack of humans that assemble. I feel so at home.
Yes, my people, my tribe.
That's right. All kinds of varieties in that rainbow. And I'm among us. Okay. Back to work.
Yeah, tell me another story.
So I'm in Hilo. I've got a show in a little nothing place, and people come. I tell spooky stories, and at the end of it, Kate Shurish, an old friend, does puppetry, comes up and goes, okay, I got one for you. She says, friends of mine are pig hunters, you know, the kind of, like, all muscle, no neck. You hit their shoulder. Ow, it hurts your hand. I mean, stocky
solid
guys. Yeah, and they've got dogs. And every weekend, they put them in the back of the truck, and they go to remote places. And she says, they don't like shoot. They don't even use bow and arrow. They use knife. So they get up close and personal, slit the throat, chase the pig down. Of course, then you got to gut him, pull out the guts, do what you can to lighten the load because you're going to throw him over your shoulders and hope that the leeches don't bite you as you carry him back to the car. Well, she says their wives know this, and they're not coming in the house with those pigs to gut them. So they've built a little corrugated shack, open walls, some little side things, but lots of water, cement floor, because when you skin, you got to peel off the skin. It's a lot of blood. They're in big boots because the blood coagulates. The ground gets sticky, tacky. She says they got two pigs. They're cleaning them up, pulling off the skin. And one of the daughters goes, "You can come, Auntie. You can come." And they turn around. And Kate told me that they told her, "Old lady, wild Hawaiian gray black hair, eyes like coals, so dark, midnight, burning. She just comes in, nobody says a word, she never said a word, they never, staring, stabbing, looking them, pigs, one to the other, the pigs, slowly backing across the corrugated wall to where it stops and disappears." "Oh, that lady freaky. That your friend?" "I don't know who that is. I don't know. I thought she was your friend." "She's not my friend. I never saw her before. Who's the lady? Who's the lady? Who's that lady?" And then the little kid goes, "Daddy, Daddy, look, the blood." And they look where the blood is tacky on the floor. And where the lady had gone in one door and out the other, the blood is unspoiled. She floated.
Okay. Chicken skin.
True.
Now, you know, you've been to many places telling stories. Has there been any one particular place that gave you chicken skin?
"Hey, hey, Mr. Jeff, you can tell the Wailua High School all-nighter, you know, the grad nights where they put them all someplace and take them exotic so they don't get killed on the freeway because they drank too much and they try to control them. And it's a parent's, like, way to, you know, corral these
newly grad.
And they're, like, so excited. And by 12 o'clock, they're almost asleep because they're just, like, they've reached the end of their... So I'm there at midnight to spook out the Wailua graduating class at Kualoa. And, "Oh, we're so excited to have you, Mr. Jeff. The magician is running a little long." So 12:30, quarter of one. "Well, we've got to have a snack now." "Well, where are we going to do this?" "Down there, there's a little amphitheater." Go down to the amphitheater, and they've got all these planks up. "Oh, we're going to burn them and make a big fire." I'm like, "Well, light it right now so it can burn down, because I've been singed by lots of those fires. So there's storytelling about the fire." "Yeah, right. I come home like a barbecue. My left ear is like clubbed barbecue sauce. I'm like, I smell like a fire." So I'm not real wild about fires and storytelling, but it's a lot of time. Okay, so I'm like, "Light the fire." And he's like, "No, we'll wait for the kids to come." "Light the fire! Okay, well, geez, oh, man." He lights the fire, and the kids are coming down the hill like, whoa! They put on their sunglasses. They're like, "Oh!" It's a huge fire, bonfire. I'm like, "Oh, another half hour to let that thing turn down." And I start telling a story, which, for the convenience of the listening audience, I'll just truncate to say, it's about a shadow that haunted a graveyard. And as I'm telling the story, the boys in their sunglasses are taking them off, and they're kind of like nudging each other, and they're going, they're like pointing, and they're not paying attention to my story. I'm like, "What the heck is that?" And they go, "What's up?" I say, and they say, "Hey, over there." And I turn to my left, and right on the edge of the trees in Kualoa, in the basement, in the base there where you drive in, there's a big, I see a shadow standing up, moving. Shadows are supposed to be attached to real objects.
Somebody.
This was somebody, but there was no real object. And it's edging around the perimeter of the light of the fire. And the kids are moving slowly, without saying a thing, away from the fire, moving closer, farther away. I'm watching this shadow walk towards the edge of my audience. And they're seeing it, no story, everybody's looking, everything's silent. And being who I am, I say, "Hey, who are you? You're messing up my story. Get out of here." Ha ha ha, kind of a nervous ha 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 ha. And then I start into the finish the story. And then it's over, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I look over, there's nobody there. I say, "What happened to that thing?" "Oh, you went and yelled at the lady, and she just went away." I go to the promoter at the end. "Oh, my God, that was so great. Here's your check. Oh, it's so good. And thank your friend." "What friend?" "Well, the friend that came around the corner all in black. Oh, that was so chicken skin." I'm like, "You really think I have a friend who's going to wait in the bushes for 2 hours to come around the corner at the right moment to scare your kids? That wasn't my friend. I thought it was one of you guys." "Oh, no. We all have grad night white T-shirts. It's like this. Here's one for you." "Well, who was that?"
We'll never know.
That was a little freaky.
Just a little freaky. That was storyteller Jeff Geer getting us in the mood for trick-or-treating Fright Night. Happy Halloween, everybody. Stay safe out there.
Dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried.